Hi everyone, I'm Andrew Pardo, a PM on the Common Language Runtime team in the Developer Division.
And I'm David Campbell, a lead PM on the Windows Embedded Compact team.
We're going to be telling you about the incredible investments that we're working on in Visual Studio 2012 to enable support for the next version of Windows Embedded Compact.
As you know, for almost two decades, Windows Embedded Compact has been powering differentiated small footprint devices. It offers real-time performance and is supported on a variety of chipsets, including x86 and ARM. Now, you've told us that you wanted to use exactly the same tools to develop for any Windows platform. So we're excited to bring the latest developer tools and experiences to device development with Visual Studio 2012.
So if you've gotten hooked on new VS features like having the object hierarchy in the Solution Explorer, you'll have that same functionality when developing for Compact. And if your company uses the great application lifecycle management tools in Visual Studio like TFS Source Management or Project Planning, you'll be able to use those tools in the same version in the IDE where you write your code.
Now let's show some of this working.
Sure. So the first thing you'll notice as we switch to Visual Studio here is that there's a new UI, but there are productivity improvements all the way throughout the product.
Windows Embedded Compact developers who've been using Visual Studio 2008 for some time are certainly looking forward to new Visual Studio features. Using the same tools as the rest of your organization now means you can use features like the new TFS, code reviews, and agile project management in the same IDE where you develop for Windows Embedded Compact.
Yeah, the hosted TFS is awesome. But what I think one of the biggest advantages of moving to VS 2012 is that you get the same C++ toolset everywhere. We're bringing in a new CRT, which has a bunch of functionality that's been missing in Compact for a while, like standard STL streams. And the optimizer supports functionality like auto-parallelization of your code and auto-vectorization. This vectorization, if your processor has FP registers available, the optimizer will automatically generate code to use vector FP.
Also, the 2012 C++ compiler includes a number of language features from C++ 11. So let's show some of that.
Sure. So the code sample we've got here is an image manipulation sample. This is a task that a lot of you do fairly frequently, so it highlights some of the new language features that will be really useful for embedded developers. C++ has new language features that allow you to write better performing and safer code faster. For example, if you look here at these copy constructors, the one on the top, you have to copy the buffer locally to operate on it. But the one right below uses R-value references. Now, R-value references are a new C++ 11 feature that lets you operate directly on the buffer without a copy. Eliminating spurious copies can be one of the easiest ways to speed up a program. Or in this call to apply filter, we have a couple of functions being anonymous functions being declared in line with the call. C++ 11 brings in functional semantics that lets you write better performing and safer code with less work. Oh, and look at this for loop here. This is a range-based for loop. It lets you iterate over the members of the list automatically. This is the kind of productivity feature that managed languages have had for years. It's great to see it in C++ 11 now. Oh, and did I mention that our support for embedded is going to start using MS Build for the project and build systems?
Wow, that's great. While C++ is heavily used on embedded devices where performance is critical, managed development has become just as important for application development. As a result, NetCF is a key part of the embedded development story. In the upcoming Windows Embedded Compact release, NetCF has also been upgraded, improving performance significantly. Let's show a sample of that.
So here you can see a sample demo application that does a number of compute-intensive operations. These measurements are shown in milliseconds, and you can see that there's significant performance improvement going from NetCF 3.5 to NetCF 3.9. NetCF 3.9 has greatly improved performance, memory allocation, and garbage collecting using a generational garbage collector. This not only provides more performance, but more predictability in the execution of your application. And the memory footprint of the runtime is smaller for both the framework and for applications running using the sharing server. Another benefit is that the runtime itself is now multi-core safe, and this will improve performance not only of the runtime, but of applications running on it.
We hope you've seen today how the embedded developer experience will improve as we bring the great new features of Visual Studio 2012 to Windows Embedded Compact.
All of these improvements are available in our next version of Windows Embedded Compact, and that's scheduled to be released in the first quarter of 2013.
Using Visual Studio 2012 and Windows Embedded Compact will enable you and your teams to take advantage of the latest hardware and experiences your customers all over the world expect. As devices move from standalone to always connected, a modern feature-rich OS such as Windows Embedded Compact provides the fastest way to develop and ship your devices. Whether you're a Microsoft partner delivering rich device experiences or a developer building applications for devices, you will see significant improvements in both productivity and performance as we move the end-to-end development experience into Visual Studio 2012. For more information on the upcoming Windows Embedded Compact release, visit www.windowsembedded.com. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.